For those who make notes, the reference that our brother Munir mentioned about suffering for righteousness is chapter 3, verse 14. You mentioned 4, but a slip of the tongue. I'd like to say something about chapter 2, verse 1. Laying aside or putting off. In principle, that happened the day that we accepted the Lord, when we got saved. But this verb implies an ongoing exercise that will go on till the rapture. That is negative, this laying aside, but I just emphasize this is an ongoing exercise. We are surrounded by evil. These 5 points that are mentioned, malice, guile, hypocrisies, envyings, evil speakings, we are surrounded by it. But we have also the old nature still in us. The sin nature is still in us. And so this is a very relevant point to make, to judge ourselves on an ongoing basis. That is negative. But the positive side is immediately in verse 2, connected with the word. We already heard the word at the end of chapter 1, but here it is, in order to grow. We need to take in with a great desire. Peter's point was not that we should remain babes all the time. Of course, his desire was to grow. And even he, as an older man, could say at the end of his second epistle that we may grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He includes himself in this epistle, in the second epistle. So he was not saying, well, you need to grow. I have reached my point. No, we all need to grow, younger and older ones. But the point that he compares with a babe here, not that we would remain babes, but that we would have that desire, the intense desire a babe has for the milk of his mom, its mom. That is the point, that we would have such an earnest, sincere eagerness as a newborn babe have. And that starts the day that you're born again. And that desire needs to be cultivated and go on for all the time that we are here. And it is a desire connected with the word, the mental or the spiritual milk of the word. It's connected with logos. And so this is the desire we have for the word. I've read stories of people who got saved and read the Bible in one shot. That shows the desire. And that desire we need to cultivate. But it is in view of spiritual growth that ye by it may grow. This growing up is an ongoing process. The Lord wants us to grow. He wants us to continue. If we are 90 years old, he wants us to continue to grow. And this is to salvation. It's not in the King James, but it probably needs to be added to salvation. We saw yesterday the word salvation has different meanings. And here it is very practical. It is to be saved from the influence of the world. That is salvation. It is also at the end of the road when the Lord will come, when he will change our bodies, we will reach final salvation. So this cultivating of the word is an ongoing process, and it is for each one of us individually. And that is then connected with this thought, if you have tasted. That's a very personal exercise. I cannot taste for somebody else the food I'm going to eat. I have to taste for myself. And this is with the word of God. We have to taste it with this eagerness, with this desire to make it our own. Tasting is not enough. It prepares us to take it in and then to digest the food. But the tasting that the Lord is good, that is important because it shows it's all connected with him who is good. He is the one who is good. And so it also implies that we submit to his authority. The Lord is good. We submit to him. And in that process we will grow. And that is then connected with a response to whom coming. Where is he now, the Lord Jesus? He's not on this earth, he's in heaven. There is the living stone. And he attracts us to himself. By the way, the verb to live or living, we had yesterday also, we have 7 times in this epistle. To live or living, 7 times. That shows the perfection of the word of God. It is fascinating to me, those sevens. But then, it is to emphasize to whom coming. He draws us to him, but we need to come to him. We need to respond to this drawing. So this is wonderful. The living word, the living Savior, the living stone. And now we are living stones, as we heard earlier. Like Peter became a living stone. It's all connected with him. He's the one who gives life. He's the one who sustains life. He's the one that draws us to himself. The living stone. Praise his name.